Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks State Representative David Guttenberg was in Petersburg yesterday for a bill signing ceremony for pharmacy legislation he sponsored. KFSK reports that Guttenberg's House Bill 240 creates tighter regulation on pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. Those are companies hired by health insurance providers to negotiate drug prices with the companies that make the medications and the businesses that sell them. Small businesses say the PBM companies frequently reimburse them below costs for medication, forcing them to take a loss. The bill creates a more transparent appeal process for pharmacies disputing the reimbursement amount, and it gives the state's Division of Insurance the final say in those disagreements. It also ends prohibitions on pharmacies telling customers about a cheaper out-of-pocket option for medication and a mailing restriction to rural parts of Alaska. Guttenberg praised work done by pharmacists to get the bill passed.
You know, being articulate, focusing about local pharmacies, how important they are in our local towns when there's not a big pharmacy or chain store, and the loss of them and the way they are billed or not billed, and some of it doesn't make sense, but from the PBM's perspective it does, but not for the people on the ground.
The bill passed the House and Senate without any legislative opposition in the spring. It was opposed by pharmacy benefit management companies, insurance providers, and their trade associations. Insurers say the pharmacy benefit managers help prevent fraud and keep the cost of medication down. They argued against giving the state the authority to decide reimbursement amounts. The bill had support from Alaska's Board of Pharmacy and the National Community Pharmacist Association. Both noted that 34 other states have passed some kind of stricter regulation on these companies. Weather kept Governor Bill Walker from attending the bill signing event in Petersburg yesterday. Walker's office says he will sign the bill at a later date. A Fairbanks woman died in a tanker truck accident on the Dalton Highway. 50-year-old Joy Wiebe was killed Thursday when the truck she was driving for Colville Transport rolled off the highway about 30 miles south of Dead Horse. Colville officials say the tanker hit a soft patch on the highway shoulder around milepost 382 and slid down a steep embankment just before midnight last Thursday. Company officials say the 59-foot tanker was filled with 9,700 gallons of diesel. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says the tanker overturned and spilled about 1,800 gallons of fuel onto the tundra. A DEC news release says Colville workers removed remaining fuel in the tanker and recovered all but about 400 gallons of the spilled diesel. The company is working on a plan to remove fuel-contaminated soil and keep wildlife out of the area. The release says a small gas pipeline operated by Alyeska that runs through the area may have been affected by the spill and will be excavated to examine it for any problems. The agency says the spill also may affect fiber optic cables buried in the area. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has hired a new athletic director. A UAF release says Sterling Stewart will take over Nanook's athletics after 7 years overseeing Division I programs at Savannah State University in Georgia. Stewart's resume also includes prior athletic administration jobs at Mississippi Valley State University, Alabama State, Kentucky State, Eastern Oregon, and Xavier University. He replaces Gary Gray, who resigned as UAF's athletic director in December 2017. Stewart starts the new job at UAF on October 8th. I'm Dan Bross.